Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Until recently, it was easy to define our most widely known corporations. Any third grader could describe their essence. Exxon sells gas. McDonald's makes hamburgers. Walmart is a place to buy stuff. This is no longer so. Today's ascendant monopolies aspire to encompass all of existence. Wait a minute. I've heard, Mew Church, it sounds like you wrote this. Yes, it does. We talked about this over and over and over again. I think that the word is getting out by the by. I think that people are beginning to realize that being a Facebook addict means that you are actually an addict to your compromised privacy, being part and parcel to your own demise. Now, in a private group on Facebook, that might be just a bit different, but no, all your info is being stored there. We now volunteer information up that we used to keep privately, and we volunteer it up and don't get anything in return other than clickbait. Other than the satisfaction that I call judgment pornosphere. Passing judgment on someone. Well, you haven't read this. I can outquote you with your stupid opinion. It's all making people less individual and more stupid. I'll put you this way. If you want to hear how ignoramified most people have become, maybe even yourself, if you haven't taken any philosophy of Podenis courses, I dare you, I triple do dare you, to mark off Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. Central, 7 Eastern time, and listen to our Philosophia Perennis live classroom chat room discussion on the De Homine lectures of Brother Francis Malou from the 1980s and the De Homine course, which is about man, it's what it's called. You can just eavesdrop. You don't even have to join the chat room. You're going to hear things that are going to make you scratch your head, and you go like, you know, they're talking pretty simple vernacular. The words I understand, but I don't, what are they talking? This is way deep. Well, no, actually it isn't. It's just the product of correct training and thinking. Almost everyone in the Western world is trained to think incorrectly. Do you think that's an accident? It's only when you undo that, you humiliate yourself, as I and many others in the group have done, and then accept that you don't know anything, that I am an idiot, and I am, and that I need instruction, and I need to unlearn and undo 40-some-odd years of propaganda, that you truly get and can grasp the big picture. And it's so easy to see, and your eyes will become so awakened, and you'll be so shocked by what you see that I can't even do, words cannot describe. Well, go ahead and do it. You'll see. Now, if I were you, I'd go ahead and remain ignorant out there, and I wouldn't do it. Continue listening to whatever it is that you're listening, Eddie in the Afternoon Flakes, or whatever is on EWTN in the afternoon, or whatever, or the local conservative, or Mark Levin, or whoever. Just keep on in your ignorant bliss. You're probably better off, because you'll be tweeting out hashtag life ruined very soon if you seriously approach your lack of knowledge and your lack of understanding the correct order of thinking, which Philosophia Perennis will absolutely cure. Now, that's not me saying that. Go into chat room on a Wednesday night and ask anyone that's in there. And ask them why they're there, and they'll tell you. As a matter of fact, there's chat going on in the chat room at MikeChurch.com. Mike Church Show live chat link at the top of the page that you could watch right now and participate. You could ask somebody in there about all about it. By the by, I just was notified by Maggie O'Connell that we've sold another 10 Founders Pass 30-day gift memberships. Gentlemen that bought them. He can only give away 3, so he wants me to give away 7. Folks, I gotta tell you, I need email addresses. I need the addresses of friends, family members, and enemies to give these things away to. All right, back to Franklin Fair. Today's ascendant monopolies aspire to encompass all, to encompass all of existence. Google derives from Google, a number. I didn't know this. Did you know this? Google derives from Google, G-O-O-G-O-L, a number that's 1 followed by 100 zeros that mathematicians use as shorthand for unimaginably large quantities, like the U.S. debt, for example. Larry Page and Sergey Brin founded Google with the mission of organizing all knowledge, but that proved too narrow. They now aim to build driverless cars, manufacture phones, and conquer death. Amazon, which once called itself the Everything Store, now produces television shows, owns Whole Foods, and powers the cloud. The architect of this firm, Jeff Bezos, even owns this newspaper. The guy's writing at the Washington Post. Along with Facebook, Microsoft, and Apple, these companies are in the race to become our personal assistant. They want to wake us up in the morning, have their artificial intelligence software guide us through our days, and never quite leave our sides. They aspire to become the repository for precious and private items, our calendars and contacts, our photos and documents. They intend for us to turn unthinkingly to them for information and entertainment while they catalog our intentions and aversions. Google Glass and the Apple Watch prefigure the day when these companies implant their artificial intelligence in our bodies. Brin has even mused, quote, "Perhaps in the future, we can attach a little version of Google that you just plug into your brain." Close quote. These people are mad, folks. Absolutely mad. More than any previous coterie of corporations, the tech monopolies aspire to mold humanity into their desired image of it. They think that they have the opportunity to complete the long merger between man and machine, to redirect the trajectory of human evolution. How do I know this? In my annual addresses and town hall meetings, the founding fathers of these companies often make big, bold pronouncements about human nature, a view that they intend for the rest of us to adhere to. Page even thinks that the human body amounts to a basic piece of code. Your program algorithms aren't that complicated, he says. And if humans function like computers, why not hasten the day that we become fully cyborg? Again, folks, FANG is a threat. It's the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, king-size truth from radio-sized speakers. Asking you if you'd like to call the program, you could do so. Here's the telephone number. I almost talked to 3 people today. Almost. Christopher got to talk to 3, so at least we know the line works. But I did get to talk to Victoria Leva. Call in line telephone number. This is a live show. 844-527-8723. There's an oft-used shorthand for the technologist's view of the world. It is assumed that libertarianism dominates Silicon Valley, and that isn't wholly wrong. High-profile devotees of Ayn Rand can be found there. But if you listen hard to the titans of tech, it's clear that their worldview is something much closer to the opposite of a libertarian's veneration of the heroic, solitary individual. The big tech companies think we're fundamentally social beings born to collective existence. They invest their faith in the network, the wisdom of crowds, and collaboration. They harbor a deep desire for the atomistic world to be made whole. By stitching the world together, they can cure its ills. Now, there's a problem with them being animated by the philosophy of Ayn Rand, because the philosophy of Ayn Rand is sick, twisted, and warped, as Brother Andre Marie exposed on the last episode of Reconquest, which, if you're a Founders Pass member and you're taking advantage of that free membership that I'm offering you, you'd already know. You can listen to that episode of Reconquest. What is that, episode 93? Episode 93 was the last one. Go download it. And he's reading from his friend Gary Potter, who, by the way, the rest of our live event calendar is very robust for the next 3-4 weeks. And it could get more robust. Beginning next Friday with the Ask Foundation Golf Tournament. Saturday, the Seafood Soiree. I am in Fredericksburg, Virginia. By the by, that means speaking opportunities abound. If you have a destination. Of course, I couldn't do it Friday or Saturday evening, but all other times are available. Then the following week, let me take a little bit of a break, and then 2 weeks later, we go to Middletown, New Jersey, on Wednesday night to St. Catherine Labarre with Ralph Sarchi, and we give a live event that you're all invited to attend at St. Catherine Labarre Church in Middletown, New Jersey. And then that'll be Wednesday night. And then Friday and Saturday, we then move to the St. Benedict Center with Brother Andre Marie and go to the St. Benedict Center Annual Conference. Now, again, I challenge you as a challenge. If you haven't been to the St. Benedict Center, and if you're teetering on the fence of whether or not you want to convert to Catholicism, your hang-up is not just the papacy, but some of the madness that's coming from the Pope, and it is mad, and yes, we are all aware of it, but still, he is the Holy Father. And by the way, there have been controversies worse than his before. See Arian heresy. Anyways, I challenge you to go to Richmond, New Hampshire, meet Brother Andre, meet Brother Louis, meet Brother Joseph Marie, meet Sister Maria Philomena, meet Sister Mary Peter, meet Sister Rosaria Maria and the rest of the sisters, meet the community of Richmond, New Hampshire, go to the conference, listen, attend the Mass, even as a spectator. And if you don't see the beauty of a community like you might have seen during Christendom right in front of your eyes, well, then you just either don't have the goodwill to see it, or you're watching something that the rest of us aren't. It's an awesome weekend, I assure you. You'll benefit from it. If you want to register for that, go to Catholicism.org. That's Brother Andre's site. And by the way, we will broadcast the entire St. Benedict Center Conference all day Friday and all day Saturday. Back to Franklin Ferrer. Rhetorically, the tech companies gesture towards individuality to the empowerment of the user, but their worldview rolls over it. Even the ubiquitous invocation of users is telling, a passive, bureaucratic description of us. The big tech companies are shredding the principles that protect individuality. Their devices and sites have collapsed privacy. They disrespect the value of authorship with their hostility toward intellectual property. In the realm of economics, they justify monopoly by suggesting that competition merely distracts from the important problems like erasing language barriers and building artificial brains. Companies should transcend the daily brute struggle for survival, as Facebook investor Peter Thiel has put it. When it comes to the most central tenet of individualism, free will, the tech companies have a different way. They hope to automate the choices, both large and small, we make as we float through the day. It's their algorithms that suggest the news we read, the goods we buy, the paths we travel, the friends we invite into our circles. Now, if you don't believe this, the British television show Black Mirror had an episode, the season premiere episode of their last season, starring Dallas Bryce Howard, Ron Howard's daughter, called Nosedive. Watch it. If you got Netflix, you got it. If you got Hulu, you've got Black Mirror. Watch that episode. Then the what's the name of the episode where the guy takes over, kills all the people with the tweet storms? With the it was the one that was the end of the preceding season in Black Mirror. Anyways, this show Black Mirror is, there are some episodes that are just wacky, heretical, filled with apostasy that I won't recommend. There are others, though, that are thought-provoking and are actually windows into the danger of this brave new technological world. Don't be too proud of this technological terror you have created. The power to destroy a planet pales in comparison to the power of the Force.